yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO Newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, the search for a hit-and-run driver on the picket line.
He started coming at... just plowing through the crowd.
That's one of the people hit about 2 hours ago now by what appears to be an angry motorist who allegedly plowed through a crowd of protesters. It happened in the area of Marin and San Pablo Avenues. At least two people are injured. KGO 810's Carolyn Burns joins us live now from the Albany Police Department, where the investigation continues to unfold at this hour. Carolyn?
You're absolutely right, John. Albany police now are investigating this incident as a hit and run. They're following up on leads because several of the people that were in that protesters group were able to get license plate numbers and picture of the car that was involved in this incident. And now this group was on San Pablo Avenue there in the middle of the street. And Mindy was one of the ladies, one of the people that got injured. She describes what happened.
He gunned the car, and I spun around and fell to the ground. He just plowed past me. I mean, he didn't stop. He didn't. He had a mission.
So she was taken to the hospital with minor injuries, as was another person whose foot was run over. But that's how things stand right now, Albany police investigating and following up on the leads. Live in Albany, I'm Carolyn Burns, KGO 810.
A high-ranking member of the Stockton Police Department is on leave tonight following his public criticism of same-sex marriage. Lieutenant Toby Will is a former Marine and a 25-year police veteran. He submitted a sharply worded letter to the editor of the Stockton Record newspaper. It is unclear if Lieutenant Will violated any department or city code. In Chattanooga, Tennessee, tonight, five people are dead, including four Marines, after a 24-year-old man with Egyptian roots opens fire on two military training centers. The gunman has been identified as Muhammad Youssef Abdulaziz.
Shortly before 11 a.m., Abdulaziz drove up to a military recruitment center, pulled out a high-powered rifle, and opened fire, according to witnesses.
I seen the guy in his car. It was a silver Mustang, drop top, a white guy, and he had a high-powered rifle. But it was pow, 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 and he was just firing shots over here right next door to us into the Air Force, Navy, and Marines office.
The suspect then headed to a nearby Naval Reserve Center about 7 miles away. There, Abdulaziz opened fire, killing four Marines and wounding three others, including a policeman and a military serviceman. He was engaged by authorities and is now deceased.
That is correspondent Victor Blackwell. Now, authorities are looking into the possibility this attack might have been the work of Islamic militants. Here's correspondent Jim Acosta.
The president stressed that because this was an attack on a military facility, he wants his administration to have all of the information necessary to make an assessment about any motives. In the meantime, he is asking the entire country to pray for the Marines and their families.
Now, Justice correspondent Evan Perez says Abdulaziz had no known terrorist affiliations. In fact, he wasn't even someone being watched by the FBI.
He was not in any of the databases that the FBI has been looking at.
Law enforcement officials swarmed a home believed to belong to the gunman. Two women were led away in handcuffs. Back here in the Bay Area, a Republican presidential candidate made a campaign stop in San Francisco today, and it wasn't Donald Trump. KGO 810's Mark Richards was there.
Jeb Bush arrived at the headquarters of San Francisco startup Thumbtack via the ride-sharing service Uber. Bush expressed concern about a growing separation between high-tech centers like the Bay Area and other regions of the country.
You're not going to stop innovating out here, best I can tell. And more people are stuck, and they'll have menial jobs, they'll have low income, and they'll be more dependent upon government.
Can it be fixed by the education system?
Right now, we're in a heap of trouble.
Because?
We spend more per student than any country in the world, and 40% of 12th graders are college or career ready.
That is KGO 810's Mark Richards. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:04.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. Is it just me, or does every movie nowadays seem to have a superhero in it? Personally, I'm waiting for somebody to make a movie about the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. These guys are incredible. They can drag a busted toilet down three flights of stairs, go headfirst into the creepiest spots on Earth, and snake their way through bubbling cesspools of despair. Anyway, I've seen them do it, and I'm telling you, the only thing they're missing is a cape. Keep the plumbers at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing in mind next time you need a plumbing fix. 877-BEN-1776. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
Rest easy in luxurious comfort during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Enjoy drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Sealy Posturepedic. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Visit one of our 34 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
We've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center at 8:05 with the latest on your Bay Area roadways. Lee?
Thank you, John. We'll start in Vallejo. This look at traffic's brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Eastbound 80, just before 29. It looks like construction is what's got you stop and go back across the Carquinez Bridge to Cumming Skyway. In the city, westbound 80 at 5th, they cleared that fender bender. You only got minor slowdowns back to Fremont. And finally, all clear across the Bay Bridge westbound side. Eastbound direction, though, is still a parking lot from 101 to Fremont, then minor slowdowns across the lower deck. Northbound 101 in the city, it's hardly moving from Cesar Chavez to the 80 split. And that commute along the Altamont Pass on 580 eastbound, much better. Mostly just minor slowdowns from Greenville Road to 205. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, this was the hottest day of the week, 70s at the beaches, mid-90s inland. On Friday, the marine layer turns. It will cool down a bit. Saturday will cool down even more. We'll get some clouds coming in. Temperatures will drop to the mid-60s to upper 80s. And then on Sunday, well, those 90s, they'll pop up in the inland areas again and with a chance of showers. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got clear skies and still warm temperatures in many places. It's 80 degrees in Livermore, 77 in Fairfield, 66 in Santa Rosa, 71 in Napa, 74 in San Jose. We've got 65 in Oakland. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
It is 8:07 on the Drex Radio Show, along with Heather and John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. You can get the app in the App Store today, wherever you get your apps, and download it for free. Speaking of apps and iPhones and things like that, be warned, there's an iPhone and iPad scam going on, and the scammers are hitting users with iOS crash warnings. And if you get one, it's fake, and it's real simple how to block this and fix it. All you have to do is turn your device onto the airplane mode, okay, and then you go to Safari, hit clear history, and delete all the website data, and then open Safari and exit the airplane mode. It's a scam. Do not call the number. Do not give the people your credit card number. Do not pay any money.
Still have to say things like that to people, but you
I know, but you do. All right. John Lobertini back in here from the KGO newsroom.
He's sweating, running up and down the hall, making news.
Well, it's a big news day.
Did you make it sound so glamorous?
It is.
We're very busy today. Let's go to Chattanooga, Tennessee, if we can, John.
Gosh.
So this guy seems to me, he fits right into this profile. Now, is he an Islamic militant or I don't know.
We don't know.
Well, but he fits that profile, that 18 to 25 demo.
He does. That's one similarity.
Yes.
I was mistaken. He is a Kuwaiti-born Jordanian. The New York Times already has a piece on him that, you know, paints him as this good guy. Played wiffle ball in his suburban neighborhood. He was part of swim meets and, you know, he was polite and well-groomed. And that really may be the most scary information right there, because we talk over and over and again about how ISIS is recruiting people, how Al-Qaeda, you know, were they planting? Have they been planting people here in the U.S. for years, even
the
decades?
Lone wolves, yes.
Who have you know, assimilated into this culture and look like, you know, everybody else, the good kid next door. But all of this, but nobody knows anything at this
point.
And
looks like he came from a well-to-do neighborhood and family.
Yeah, Chattanooga's a small town, small-ish, beautiful, surrounded by mountains and rivers. He lived in Hickson, Tennessee, which is apparently across one of the rivers there. And again, you know, he was described as a good kid. You know, he was a mixed martial arts fighter. He kept
a
blog.
Yeah, they've been showing the videos, yes.
You know, he apparently did. There was some... musings about Allah, but they most often saw him, you know, walking around in T-shirts and jeans.
Well, and I'm sure that they thought that was just because of his roots from being born in Kuwait or Jordan.
Well, I mean, you know, no, that's an American attire right there. Right. I mean, yeah, as far as the Allah stuff, yeah, I mean, that would be from his roots there in the Middle East. But today, for some reason, he went to one military training center and opened fire, apparently didn't hit anyone, and then went to the second and killed four Marines and injured three other people. Details aren't available about how it was that he ended up being killed.
A policeman called.
Well, there was some sort of gun battle.
Yes.
But yeah, I know. But was it, you know, were there SWAT teams? Were these SEALs? Was it just the local police department? Whatever it was, he ended up being killed. But this is troubling news. And you know, I mean, there are news conferences continuing to go on at this hour. And you know, that's Chattanooga's Eastern time zone. So that's 11 o'clock at night.
Still unfolding.
And, you know, for me, the most troubling news is that this guy just seemed like, you know, a normal 24-year-old kid.
Okay. One of the most interesting things that popped out in my mind when this all started today was not only the fact that he fit that demo, but secondary was the fact that the FBI was all over it immediately, big time. And also, you know, we had Loretta Lynch take command, and all of a sudden there were meetings with Obama and all these other soft targets, military installations, period,
right,
you know, beefed up their security. Uh-huh. So I thought that was, and I heard a lot of comments, that was a little bit unusual for this kind of thing. Although it's as horrific as it is, how quickly the FBI saying that, A, they didn't know anything about this guy, and they didn't recognize him as a lone wolf, but yet there all of a sudden were hundreds of FBI agents there on the scene, and also guarding other military installations around the country.
Well, they either know something or they're afraid of what they don't know.
Okay.
Either way, there is deep concern about this. Could end up being a lone wolf, but again, this is the kind of thing, in my mind anyway, and I think in anyone who follows this kind of stuff will tell you, you've got to be afraid of the people that have, you know, that are on BART next to you, or standing in line with you at the grocery store, or, you know, flying down the highway with their, you know, top down like Heather. And, you know,
well, that's another story. But I think that one of the concerns is, you know, these guys, whether it's ISIS or other Islamic militant groups, they are so slick now with social media that is the demographic that they're pointing at, and they're clearly reaching them.
Well, and that was the big deal about ISIS when that just emerged about a year ago. And the people that follow this kind of stuff said, these guys have money, they know how to use the internet, they're smart, they're young, this is a new brand of terrorism.
So you find an American, and now this guy's a naturalized American, and I know he has an Islamic name, so I'm sure people are going there in their heads, but again, that doesn't seem to be the case so far, but you got to think that this demo and this demographic, these young people who are intertwined, you know, with the internet constantly, and if they're disillusioned with their own life and what they see going on with America, they look for something to latch onto.
Well, we see it all the time. We see where there was a young woman in Colorado within the last year who, you know, was an ISIS sympathizer. There's a guy sitting in a jail in Sacramento right now who was apprehended as he was headed to Canada and ultimately to the Middle East to train with ISIS. And there are at least a half dozen people sitting in jails right now because they were caught before, you know, they were able to leave the country. In fact, you heard the FBI say that they made as many as 10 arrests leading up to the 4th of July, arresting people
that's right.
They thought may have been planning things because they were so concerned about, you know, those moments, those holidays, those occasions mm-hmm. that they believe ISIS likes to target. So, you know, they're reaching Americans. And, yeah, all you have to do is find someone that's not happy about something. And
like that girl, she was lonely and she lived in sort of a secluded area. And there's probably lots of girls like this. But with the internet, everybody's, you know, a second, a click away. And she befriended somebody, and that person was sending her gifts.
Right.
And she was totally getting recruited.
It. Yes.
Yeah, and that's where you hear about, like, kids getting on flights and going overseas, and you're like, what the heck happened?
Look, I've been told by many people who've looked into this, they don't start by showing them, you know, them chopping off heads.
Right.
They start very slowly by serenading them through the internet.
Yeah, I worry about I worry about lonely
massaging
young women.
It, yes.
I worry about, you know, young men who are isolated and have no, you know, don't feel like they fit in. All of a sudden there's somebody that, you know, you're sharing an idea with and seems like a great idea,
you
better than
popular.
What you've got going on. Yeah.
Right, right.
All right. Thank you very much, John. We'll continue to follow this story along with what happened today with James Holm being, well, he was found guilty of first degree murder in 12 different situations. I mean, 12 different murders, along with injuring 70 other people. So will we get the death penalty? Hopefully we'll be chatting with Candace DeLong later. But we're going to lighten things up here in a little bit. Coming up after the next break, we're going to talk about, of all people, Paul Newman, one of the Golden State's favorites. And we have Sean Levy, and he is the author, and he's a film critic for The Oregonian, and the author of The Last Playboy, Ready, Steady Go, and Rat Pack Confidential, The King of Comedy, you gotta love this, and Paul Newman, A Life. And we're gonna chat about Paul for a few minutes. Coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-5191 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-5191. That's 888-999-5191.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees. Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
KGO A10 invites you to Jazz at the Lesher Center. It's another stunning lineup of exceptional jazz artists in this four-concert series on Saturdays in August. The Diablo Regional Arts Association is committed to elevating the quality of performing arts at Lesher Center. Center for the Arts. Don't miss the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Dick Hyman, Cyrus Chestnut, Martin Taylor, and more. Find out more on the events page at kgoradio.com or lesherartscenter.org. Jazz at the Lesher Center from KGO 810.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last two decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
Tax problems? They only get worse if you don't do anything. Are you an individual or business that owes the IRS at least $10,000 in back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns? Don't risk garnishments or levies on your wages, bank accounts, or accounts receivable. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group now. They're Better Business Bureau A-rated and accredited. Tax attorneys, enrolled agents, tax professionals, and they guarantee same-day contact with the IRS. No tax problem is too big. They've helped many people just like you with their tax problems. Just pick up the phone and call 800-583-1105. Now, if you qualify, Rapid Resolution Tax Group can settle your tax debt for less. Remove penalties and fees. Stop garnishments and levies. You may even qualify for the IRS Fresh Start Program. You do have rights as an American. Don't let your tax problems get worse. Call Rapid Resolution Tax Group for a free consultation at 800-583-1105. That's 800-583-1105. Call now.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Well, you've heard the heavy news for today. Now we're going to lighten things up for a few minutes before we go back to the KGO newsroom. And we're going to talk about Paul Newman. Yes, one of California's favorite actors. Yes, Paul Newman and Sean Levy is the author of A Life, and we welcome him to the show. And by the way, it reminds me, I think, and we'll ask Sean about this, Sweet Bird of Youth, I think, was one of his earliest films. Let's hear a cut from that.
All my life, I've been on the outside, and time is running out. And look around you, boy, they got places for the old and the sick and the homeless, but there is no place at all for the failures. And failure is a highly contagious disease.
And we welcome Sean Levy, the author of Paul Newman, A Life. Thank you for joining us, Sean. And how early was that film with Paul Newman?
That's about 1962,
That's
I believe. He's already been Oscar-nominated by that time. It was his second performance in a Tennessee Williams film. He was in Cat on a Hot Tin Roof previously. Not a very well-remembered film, Sweet Bird of Youth, but it's got its moments.
I think that we think of the ones that are so revered as The Hustler and Cool Hand Luke, Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, The Verdict. I don't know which there are so many
Sting,
to talk about.
Somebody Up There Likes Me, Slapshot,
wow.
Road to Perdition,
oh, yes,
Cars.
Slapshot, yes.
So how did we read a lot about the book, but full disclosure, did not read the book. He's so fascinating and seems to have put so much into one lifetime. Did you do it chronologically or did you go, here's Paul Newman, the actor, here's Paul Newman, the race car driver, here's Paul Newman, the philanthropist?
You know, it's almost like you're writing about 4 or 5 different people. In a way, the book is chronological. It's the best way to organize a biography, and it's a full life. He was 83 when he passed, and I was just finishing the writing then. So I really, it includes his last days. Mm. And but you stop at a moment and you say, oh my God, if I don't stop and talk about his race car driving now, I'm going to have to account for 15 years of it at some point. Or if I don't talk about his food business or his political involvement, or he had 6 children. He was an intensely engaged father and husband. So, you know, there were many, many Paul Newmans to write about, which is kind of like writing about a lot of people, which is fun.
That's true. Speaking of the wife, Joanne Woodward, have you ever seen a marriage like that in Hollywood? 50
yeah.
years.
It,
till
it
death did them
amazing.
Part for real.
50 years, and notably, they rarely lived in Hollywood. You know, they kept their distance. They lived in Connecticut. They had interests that were unique to them. He was into his race cars and his food business. She was always more involved in the theater than in film, and she was a terrific fan of the ballet. Newman said he had to go see, you know, every race she went to, he had to go see a performance of Swan Lake. So, you know, they had a great balance to their marriage.
And by the way, when
it helped that it was in the Northeast. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And when he passed in 2008, didn't Joanne pass right after that?
No, Joanne is with us.
Oh, she still is.
Joanne is still alive.
I apologize.
Well,
She's nearly 90. Wow. I don't know her exact age. I kind of lost track of those sort of dates. It's some years since I did the work, but she's still around, and five of his six children, of course. So there's still quite a bit of him alive.
Well, when he started as a struggling actor, right? I mean, it wasn't like a rocket's red glare career, was it?
Well, he had what he called Newman's luck. He was very fortunate in a lot of things. And one of the first jobs he had when he decided to be an actor, he left Yale School of Drama for the summer, went to New York, auditioned for the play Picnic, and got the part of the good boy. Picnic is still performed just about every day in this country, high schools and community theaters. And Paul Newman originated a role in a play that played on Broadway for years. So he had guaranteed work, and he used that sort of a sinecure, almost like a trust fund, to fund himself as a more experimental actor. So he worked at the Actors Studio, and he could work in small productions on television or independent films. And even then, he got lucky. Somebody Up There Likes Me was supposed to be James Dean. And Dean was killed in a car accident, and Newman just happened to have played a boxer.
Oh my God, that's incredibly ironic.
As a boxer,
right? So he took the role of Rocky Graziano.
Right. But here's I think your question is absolutely true in a very important sense. He got breaks before he was good, and he knew it. So even though he had jobs, he knew he wasn't as good an actor as he could be. And that made him a very dedicated actor, because he really did take his craft very seriously right up until the end. And he would constantly study. He liked to be around theater people, even when he couldn't appear on Broadway anymore. When he was in New York, even when he was in his 50s, 60s, 70s, a legend, he would show up at sessions, regular working sessions of the Actors Studio, and just observe, talk to young people. He was very giving in that way, but it was also part of his study. He took it very seriously. So
it's a great story.
He worked for it after.
Well, and he's definitely was a very good looking man, let's be honest. I want to continue
that would be part of the luck.
Yes, for sure. I think that probably had something to do with it. We're discussing Paul Newman, of all people. People in California love him for a good reason. Paul Newman, A Life is the name of the book. Sean Levy is the author. We'll continue our conversation right after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
See the exhibition the Wall Street Journal called Don't Miss, Post-Date, at the San Jose Museum of Art through August the 2nd.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
Have you thought about your mortgage lately? You should. Property values are going up. Is your mortgage rate higher than 2.875%? Of course it is. But if your APR is higher than 2.99%, you're in the game to possibly refinance with the O'Donnell Financial Group. They do all kinds of mortgage financing at O'Donnell Financial. Need to cash out? Check. Need a VA loan? Check. Need to lower your payment to increase cash flow? Check. Buying a new home, second home, or investment property? Check, check, and check. Call Greg O'Donnell at 866-496-2300 to find out what your mortgage can do for you. In addition to the most competitive rates available, you can rest easy knowing you have 25 years of experience guiding you. Call 866-496-2300 to receive your free, no-cost, no-obligation mortgage quote today. And make sure to ask about the smoking rate on the 10-year ARM, fixed for 10 years and amortized over 30. Licensed by the Cal DRE 01198426, NMLS number 298004. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates are subject to change.
We are discussing Paul Newman, the actor and the philanthropist and so many more things. As we were speaking with, and we'll continue the conversation with Sean, there were so many chapters of his life. He was so many different men. We'll continue that right after we check in with John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Well, Drex, our top story at the bottom of the hour, the protest and the hit-and-run driver.
He gunned the car, and I spun around and fell to the ground.
Albany police are looking for the driver of a car that plowed through a group of protesters just before 6 o'clock tonight. A 30-year-old man and a 47-year-old woman were hit on San Pablo Avenue between Marin and Monroe. Their injuries are not considered life-threatening, but one of the victims, a woman who identified herself as Mindy, says the driver appeared to be angry about the crowd and ran over her foot.
And a Cadillac car came driving up and, like, kind of pushing through people. And I walked out in front just to follow the crowd. And he started coming at, I mean, just plowing through the crowd.
Police are looking for a white four-door sedan tonight, possibly a Cadillac with a disabled license plate. And now to Colorado and a guilty verdict in the movie theater massacre. That is just part of the chaotic scene that James Holmes left behind on June 20th, 2012. Today, the now 27-year-old Holmes was found guilty of killing 12 people. He also injured 70 others. Correspondent Chris Welch says prosecutors proved their case.
Because of all the planning that went into this, because of the various movie theaters that he checked out before deciding on this one, because of the various other attack methods he deliberated with before deciding to go with a movie theater shooting, all that lead-up and planning, and the fact that he booby-trapped his apartment with explosives and incendiary devices, that all, prosecutors say, that all led them to believe he was very sane when he did this and that he knew right from wrong.
Now, it took a jury just a day and a half to reach a verdict. Now that same jury must decide whether Holmes should receive the death penalty. This is correspondent Anna Cabrera.
There were 3 men and 9 women who deliberated, and there are still a handful of alternates who will continue to wait through the sentencing phase and through the sentencing trial.
A Minnesota soccer coach is in jail tonight after she allegedly had sex with a 13-year-old boy. 31-year-old Rebecca Noonan, while staying at a friend's house, allegedly climbed into bed with the unidentified teen while his mother was away. According to the criminal complaint, Noonan told the 13-year-old to keep their encounter a secret because she could go to jail for a very long time.
60% of U.S. diners always or frequently read the reviews of other diners.
A new dining survey showing a dramatic impact that high technology is having on that dining experience. And as KGO 810's Kim McAllister reports, OpenTable.com is hoping to use that information to better your night out.
86% of us check menus online before we go to a restaurant, and 25% of us read reviews from other diners.
There's something about latching onto that star rating and really trying to get into the details of what made that dining experience so interesting for someone else.
That's Leela Srinivasan, Open Table's Vice President of Restaurant and Product Marketing.
What would you most like that to enable? The answer that came back nationally was being able to know how long the wait for a table is.
Turns out some restaurants Google customers so they can know who they're serving.
The percentage of people who thought it was a bit creepy or intrusive, they outweighed the people who thought it was actually a good thing.
Gosh, I'm on the creepy side. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:33.
From the people who brought you the Baconator, get ready for Wendy's Baconator Fries. Just $1.99. Starting Wendy's natural cut fries topped with freshly cooked Applewood smoked bacon. Audiences can't get enough.
It's like the Baconator, but like on fries.
$1.99. I'm speechless.
$1.99 will never be the same. This summer, Baconator Fries. Get them at a Wendy's near you. For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Call 877-249-6988. You can also save a bundle when you combine DishNet high-speed internet with your TV service. Call 877-249-6988. Programming starting as little as $29.99, plus access to thousands of movies and TV shows. Stream to your TV, smartphone, or tablet. Call 877-249-6988. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get Dish today.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810.
It is 8:35 on KGO, and that's usually when we hand this show over to Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Benicia. This look at traffic's brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. If you're heading down 680 southbound, get ready for some very heavy construction delays. Traffic will jam up on you just as you get to Lake Herman Road, and it's going to be crawling almost to the 780 split. Now, in Vallejo, eastbound 80 just before 29, you got more construction going on. You're still stop and go back across the Carquinez Bridge to Cumming Skyway. San Mateo Bridge, 92 eastbound, more road work. Got you stop and go in pockets from just after the high rise back to Foster City Boulevard. And in Dublin, Pleasanton, construction on 580 eastbound has you stop and go from about 680 to Hacienda Drive. From there, though, only minor slowdowns to Airway Boulevard. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit BeachBlanketBabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. A hot day now giving way to a mild evening. Friday, the marine layer returns, and it is going to be just a bit cooler. Saturday, though, the clouds will come in, and that means the temperatures are going to drop a bit more. Expect mid-60s to upper 80s. On Sunday, those temperatures shoot back up again. We'll see 90s in the inland areas, but there is a chance of rain. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly clear skies, mild temperatures. The hot spot is in Livermore, checking in at 74 degrees. It's 71 in San Jose, 65 in San Mateo, 62 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 61 in Half Moon Bay. We've got 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Hear the news on KGO 810, then talk about it on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And we are talking about Paul Newman. A Life is the name of the book. Film critic and pop culture historian Sean Levy gives us the ultimate behind-the-scenes examination of the actor's life. And I do appreciate you joining us, Sean, this evening. And when we talk about Paul Newman, you know, I think one of the things that is important to talk about is, as you said, there were so many different Paul Newmans all wrapped up in one. And he was outspoken, and he used his celebrity to call attention to a lot of political matters dear to his heart.
He was involved in politics from the 50s on. He represented the United States once at a nuclear conference at the United Nations. He was appointed by Jimmy Carter to that position. He spoke at Democratic National Conventions. He campaigned door-to-door for John Kerry in the last presidential election that he was alive to vote in, and visited his childhood home in suburban Cleveland. So he was a lifelong Democrat and a lifelong... He also, you know, he saw his charitable work as partly... rooted in the same concerns that his politics were. You know, it came out of a common thread in his life of giving to people. His parents were, he was well-to-do, but his father was hard-working. He ran a sporting goods store in Cleveland, Ohio, and they weren't wealthy, but they were real, and I think he stayed very close to that and informed his politics.
And I think one of the great things about Paul Newman, we talked about him being so philanthropic, is that he was. And I don't think a lot of people probably know exactly what's behind, you know, all of the Newman's own brands. They think of salad dressing and they're just thinking, oh, Paul Newman must have owned that. But he generated a lot of money. Tell us the story about that.
It started as a garage business. He and his neighbor, the writer A.E. Hockner, used to make salad dressing and kind of get drunk.
That's crazy.
And they bottled it and they sold it. One of their first customers was a caterer in the town of Westport, Connecticut, a woman named Martha Stewart.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And when they bottled it, they realized that they could actually make money on the stuff because of Newman's celebrity. And they decided that they would just start a business, and at the end of the year, they would give away any profits. Mm.
And before long, they had tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars of profits. They had multiple salad dressings. They had popcorn and cookies and all these. And now it's a huge industry. At the time of Newman's death, Newman's Own had given away $500 million with a B dollars. And most of that was given away by Newman and Hockner and perhaps one or two other people sitting around a table near the end of the year and looking through, you know, notebooks, binders full of potential philanthropy targets. So a lot of it was real hand to hand. He knew who he was helping out. They knew who they were getting helped by, and people who bought the products knew that they were participating in it as well. A really wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, that's a wonderful story. And does Martha Stewart still have anything to do with the charity or the organization?
No. She has always been a supporter of Newman's causes, and she's always been around him. But she just happened to be buying bottles of dressing to serve at, you know, parties.
Yeah, go ahead.
You could. Yeah, well, because you could. You could just serve Paul Newman's dressing.
Let's go back to his movie career when we talk about The Hustler and Cool Hand Luke, and I think people think of The Verdict and The Color of Money and, as you mentioned, some others. Which ones did he love and adore? And perhaps which ones didn't he like?
Well, he was hard on himself, and until he got good as an actor, he could feel like his work was stiff and wooden. I think the movies he had the most fun making are ones that the audiences like, because, you know, you could feel his enjoyment. So his movies with Robert Redford, Butch Cassidy, and The Sting. I think Cool Hand Luke was a fun movie. Mm-hmm. I think he had a good time making Slapshot. But I don't know if he liked all of those performances. He tended to favor the performances that came in the early 80s. The Verdict, Absence of Malice, The Color of Money, Fort Apache. That was 3 or 5 years, 5 or 6 years maybe. And his work at that point was very, very strong. And then toward the end of his life, he started doing smaller roles. Well, actually, Nobody's Fool is not a small role. But he was in Road to Perdition. He was in Empire Falls on HBO. And he got to play these older sage guys. And he really liked that. He was on Broadway toward the end of his life in Our Town. You can't think of something more corny and American than Our Town. And yet here's Paul Newman, like, on Broadway.
Having fun doing it.
For Tony.
Right. And it's strange and interesting that you mentioned Robert Redford, because I think, and I have done it myself, get the two confused. You know, is that Paul Newman or is that Robert Redford? I mean, you know, I guess you know, but in my head, sometimes I get them mixed up when I'm watching the movies.
Well, and it's weird. We think of them as lifelong buddies and lifelong friends. They made two movies together in the span of 4 years.
I think that's why.
Years ago.
Yeah.
You know?
That's probably it.
But yeah, we link them. It's a curious thing, you know. They weren't exactly Laurel and Hardy. They weren't lifelong collaborators.
Right. Now, did you spend time in Connecticut interviewing him and the family?
No. At the time I was working, Newman was ill. He was always reticent. He never told his own story. And then by the time I kept asking the publicist if they would be interested in speaking, and they kept saying no. Mm-hmm. And then he became ill, and I realized it was no longer my place to bother these people. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I had a good idea of the story. Newman had spoken to journalists in a variety of capacities over decades, almost said centuries. That just means there was a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I found unedited, never published interviews with him from the 50s that were done for oral histories about the Broadway theater. I went to Kenyon College in Ohio, and I had in my hand his handwritten personal essay in his college application. So I had, sometimes it felt like I had interviewed him. Like I knew he was a nail biter. I knew what his favorite snack was when he was a kid, what the maid was named, you know, in the family house. So
that's fascinating.
Sometimes I trust research over memory.
Sure.
You know?
Well, right. And a person's going to give you their take, but you were able to cobble together a bunch of stuff that was real documentation and put it together in your own way.
Yeah. And
Go ahead.
And you can be respectful. You know, people write books about Lincoln every year and they never interview the guy. You know?
Right.
It's,
no, of course.
You can do it.
Oh, of course, of course. Were you able to, I know you wrote another book, were you able to interview Jerry Lewis for King of Comedy?
I did interview Jerry Lewis. That was my first book, and that was a hair-raising
love
experience.
That one.
Jerry
yes.
doesn't like he doesn't like being questioned or challenged or
no, he doesn't
or interacted with. It seems to me he's
an introvert, isn't he?
Also, I mean, a great philanthropist.
Yeah, well, for sure. There's no doubt about that. All the years, everything that he's done for MD. Well, Sean, it was great talking to you. Sean Levy is the author of Paul Newman: A Life. It's a wonderful biography, and you can, I'm sure, get it on Amazon. Get it everywhere, right?
It's at Amazon is your best bet these days, but, you know, there might be paperbacks in if there's still a Barnes & Noble in your town.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean. Have a great evening. I do appreciate you talking to us on KGO.
Thanks.
Thank you, and good evening. All right. We're going to take a break and we come back. Looks like the Bay Area cleaned up at the ESPYs last night.
Woohoo!
And some people say they're still trying to clean up the mess after Caitlin.
That's going to be tough.
That got a little messy.
Those stains out of the carpet.
Okay, that's coming up on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Hi, this is Scott Hansen, co-host of the popular Hansen McLean's Money Matters show. We broadcast here on KGO on Saturdays at 4 p.m. If you haven't tuned in yet for our informative and entertaining financial program, you really should. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com.
Rest easy in luxurious comfort during Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Enjoy drastic savings on top brand quality mattresses, including Tempur-Pedic, Serta, Stearns & Foster, Beautyrest, and Sealy Posturepedic. And with no interest for up to 48 months, the savings really add up. Our family started Mancini Sleep World in 1969, and we're committed to providing you great value and a healthy night's sleep. Visit one of our 34 stores for this limited offer. Mancini Sleep World's Best Buys mattress sale. Visit sleepworld.com.
Hey! And this is my impression of a Hollywood acceptance speech. I'm so surprised. I had no idea. I'm not even prepared. Okay. I'd like to thank the Progressive discounts that got me here. Safe driver, multi-car, paid in full multi-policy. This is just such a big moment. And did I mention that I'm surprised?
With all kinds of discounts, Progressive helps you save.
Oh, and I want to thank my agent and all my discounts agents because we all have the same agent. Don't start the music!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees.
As a small business owner, you do whatever it takes for success. It takes hard work, drive, and money. Money to buy equipment, money to pay expenses, money to grow. The fact is, it takes money to make money. That's where a business loan from LoanMe comes in. We can loan you from $6,000 up to $75,000 by tomorrow. Even if your business is just you, and even if it's brand new, you're big enough for us as long as you have a business bank account. It's quick and easy. Just call 855-9-LOANME or go to loanme.com. We don't require tax returns or financial statements. You don't need collateral or security. Up to $75,000 can be in your account by tomorrow. Use it for any business purpose. So call 855-9-LOANME to get the money you need to make more money.
subject to credit approval. Loans we made pursuant to California Department of Business Oversight Finance Lender Law License Number 603-K061.
That's 855-9-LOAN-ME. 855-9-LOAN-ME.
Tune in and hang on. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You are listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com, along with Heather and John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom. Last night were the ESPY Awards. Caitlyn Jenner accepted the Arthur Ashe Courage Award. And here's a little piece of it. Caitlyn talking about young people shouldn't be bullied.
I owe a lot to sports. It showed me the world. It's giving me an identity. If someone wanted to bully me, well, you know what? I was the MVP of the football team. That just wasn't going to be a problem. And the same thing goes tonight. If you want to call me names, make jokes, doubt my intentions, go ahead. Because the reality is, I can take it. But for the thousands of kids out there coming to terms with being true to who they are, they shouldn't have to take it.
So don't count Peter Berg, the director of Lone Survivor and the producer of Friday Night Lights, amongst the people who were moved by Caitlyn Jenner's speech as she accepted the Arthur Ashe Courage Award last night. Jenner, of course, made her first public appearance since completing her gender transition, gave that 10-minute speech, and it was immediately Berg criticized the choice with an Instagram post in which he shared with a comment and a Facebook by mainstream media sponsor boycotts that featured a photo of the Army veteran. Yes, Gregory Gadson, who played the role in Berg's battleship alongside one of Jenner. And it says, one man traded two legs for the freedom to trade two balls for two boobs. And guess which man made the cover of Vanity Fair? And he was praised for his courage by President Obama and is being honored with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award by ESPN, ? And this is quite controversial. This just blew up last night in a nasty kind of way. At one point, it was so bad that, there was an Instagram blackout over hateful comments about Caitlyn. 808-0810. I only have a couple minutes to deal with this, but have you had enough? Because before I went on the air, you know, the swing on this has just been unbelievable. Have you had enough of hearing about Caitlyn? But the question actually that was thrown out there was, he deserving? Did Caitlyn Jenner deserve the Arthur Ashe Courage Award? No, 97.28%. Yes, 2.72%. That's the way it went. And
I mean, another question to throw in is it that big a deal? It's just another pat yourself on the back industry.
Well, online critics were saying
television. No, but listen, you know, it's ESPN and they're giving out some
awards.
You're right.
And
what kind of ownership do we have over this thing? It does kind of get me.
It's not the Medal
that,
of Honor.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Thank you. It's not bestowed by the entire nation or the White House or a president or anything like that.
No, it's bestowed by ESPN, ABC.
It does kind of hurt me that Arthur Ashe's name is on it, because I'm like, oh, Arthur.
Well,
you know, like, I have a thing in my heart for him.
There is a big part of me who, and I'm just going to tell you the truth. Here's how I felt. I felt that it should have went to the vet, or it should have went to the college basketball player Lauryn Hill, who died of brain cancer in April and was deserving of the Ashe honor, I thought. I don't mind them highlighting him or her. I got to get used to that. But, you know, I don't appreciate all the haterade. As he mentioned, you know, if you want to bully she, she mentioned, then you go ahead and bully her. But I think what Caitlyn said was very strong and powerful. So she handled herself accepting the award, I do believe. 808-0810. And let's take a couple calls here while we have time, and we go to...
Let's go to Tom in San Jose first.
Tom in San Jose. Do you want to punch him up for me, please?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Tom in San Jose, good evening.
You've been punched up.
Okay, Tom, you're on.
How you guys doing?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. I'm ignorant to the whole situation on the Jenner thing, but I certainly feel bad for some reason for Kris Jenner that was married to this man who felt like he was a woman. I just don't get it. I really don't understand.
Well, you know, there were rumors last night early before the awards came down that he was going to be nasty to her in some way. because...
Well, he was going to leave her out of the speech.
And I keep saying he. I know, excuse me, people, it's going to take me a while.
I have to say, Tom, though, that you are a lone wolf in feeling any kind of pity for Kris Jenner.
I understand that.
Yeah, because how did she not know? I mean, a lot of people call her out and say, how did you not know what was going on?
Right, but at the same time, you know, this was a guy that won the decathlon in the Olympics and then, you know, raised a bunch of children and, you know, for some reason at some point decided that, you know, he didn't feel like a man anymore. I don't get it.
Well, as he said, he felt like he was a woman captured in a man's body all his life, and it took him till, you know, he's in his mid-60s to discover, actually not discover it, but decide to go public with it and just make the transition.
To stop tamping down that side of himself.
And again, to back over to Heather, what she said, I have a hard time believing that Kris didn't know. You know, how did the other family members know that something was up, but he didn't?
Well,
you know, they just had a big falling out as husband and wife. That's what I think.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I don't give him an ESPY, though, I'll tell you that.
I kind of agree with you. Yes, I think it should have went to probably both of those other people, the veteran and Lauren, the girl who passed.
Yeah, can they have runners up?
Sure.
I mean,
this is an Arthur Ashe Award. It's an ESPN Award.
I'm going to put on my horrible person hat. They wanted the ratings. Who else watches that show? Who would watch the show otherwise? Now you've got a whole audience that's like, I want to see what she's wearing.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
And then they got some ratings.
You nailed it. And there are a lot of people who feel as though that there was this conspiracy theory going on that this was like, they were talking back and forth, making sure that, her peeps were talking to their peeps about getting her up there to win this award. And, of course, everybody denies that for publicity. When the show starts.
Oh.
Yeah. But everybody denies that, of course.
Follow the ratings, follow the money. It'll take you to everything.
Steph Curry took home two ESPYs. His coach, Steve Kerr, and they scored big, too.
Woohoo!
And the marquee honors went to Curry, who won both Best NBA Player and Best Male Athlete.
Mm.
Yeah. And the Golden State Warriors superstar was just the sixth player in the NBA history to win league MVP and the championship in the same season. So, congrats to the...
Yay, hometown team.
Yeah, exactly. And former Cal swimmer Missy Franklin added an ESPY for Best Female Collegiate Athlete to her collection of silverware. So good for them, and good for the Bay Area. All right, we have more breaking news coming up here with John Lobertini, and we'll discuss that in length after we go to the break on KGO 810.
You can drive a Fiat 500e electric car for only $159 per month from Premier Fiat of Fremont. You'll probably pay more for gas. For only $159 per month plus tax, you can drive a brand new car in the carpool lane and you'll never stop at a gas station again. Plus, you get a $2,500 rebate check from the state. Offer ends July 31st. Stop by Premier Fiat of Fremont today or log on to drive500e.com. Live at this offer, MSRP $32,700, 36-month lease, $34.59 total due at signing. Zero security deposit, 10,000 miles per year, 25 cents per mile for excessive mileage. Credit must be approved by Chrysler Capital.
Right now, the Home Depot has free whole home basic installation on any carpet, including new LifeProof carpet, with advanced stain technology built in and our best warranty ever. So let's take on chocolate, barbecue, spaghetti. Stains are a part of life. With LifeProof, they don't have to be. Let's do this. Free whole home installation on any carpet, including new LifeProof. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 22nd. Minimum $1,500 purchase of carpet and pad. Not available in all markets, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek from KGO 810.